light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. The blazing energies of light, unleashed when God said, let it be, infusion formed the womb of life, the rain clouds and the raging sea. These parted each to its domain, divided by the vault of sky, untamed and turbulent, unchecked, within them life and death would vie. Those waters clothed our planet home, so terrible and yet so fair, the gift without which all would cease, yet placed so fragile in our care. Both sign and sacrament of life, of love awash, poured out and fresh, engulfing all that sin would spawn, while nurturing life in all the rest. Thus evening came and morning came, that second day when waters burst, both flood and freshness for our world, chaste herald of our second birth. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety. When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From oppression you released me. Have mercy now and hear me. You rebels, how long will you keep your hearts closed? Will you love what is useless and seek what is stupid and false? It is Adonai who is kind to those who are generous in mercy. I pray that Adonai will hear whenever I call. Tremble, do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Make justice your sacrifice, and trust in our God. Many people ask, what will make me happy? Let your face shine on us, O Adonai, for you have put into our hearts greater joy than others provide with an abundance of food and barrels of wine. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for you, Adonai, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once, for Adonai makes me dwell in safety. A reading from the book of Genesis. Then God said, let there be a dome in the middle of the waters to separate one body of water from the other. God made the dome, and it separated the water below the dome from the water above the dome. And so it happened. God called the dome sky. Evening came, and morning followed, the second day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus stood there and cried out, "If any of you thirst, simply come to me." Jesus stood there and cried out, "If any of you thirst, simply come to me. The water I shall give will become a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. If any of you thirst, simply come to me." Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Jesus stood there and cried out, "If any of you thirst, simply come to me." When someone strikes your right cheek, turn the other cheek as well. If they sue you for your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. When forced to serve for 1 mile, go the extra mile. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. When someone strikes your right cheek, turn the other cheek as well. If they sue you for your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. When forced to serve for 1 mile, go the extra mile. For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the millions of women and girls who spend much of their days fetching water for their families, animals, and crops. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who hoard water, who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love and fleshed in self and others, in all creatures and all of creation, God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. We marvel at water's beauty and diversity of forms in dew and mist, rain and snow, hail and ice, humidity, vapor, and steam. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, strengthen our commitment to conserve and share this gift with wisdom and respect. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we, who celebrate her memory each evening, may with the help of her prayers be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.